How would you describe the season that you're in right now? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Right now, I am in a season of discovery, stretching, and rest all wrapped in one. And I'm sure if I thought about it more, I could come up with better words to describe it. But overall, I'm in a season of new. I'm experiencing new parts of the world, getting to know God and my faith in a way that is different, but very necessary. What kind of season are you in right now? Well, that's what we're talking about in today's Devo. It's called Here It Is by Bethany Acker. Here it is, autumn. We see the first of the leaves beginning to change color. Even as they glow and look beautiful, the sight of them may fill us with a sense of dread. We know that as the leaves fully change, they will begin to fall from the trees. Then the branches will be bare, the weather will turn chilly, and nothing will seem nearly as pretty or fun. But as the season changes, we don't have to lose hope. God can use even our darkest, coldest, barest season for good. Jesus himself went through the darkness, coldness, and barrenness of death on our behalf. Then he rose from the dead to bring us near to God and secure our resurrection when he returns. As we rest in the hope of what Jesus has done for us, God can help us grow so much, even in times when we feel like we are in a rut. He is at work in and through us, even when we feel like we have nothing to offer. The coming of autumn doesn't have to scare us. If we know Jesus, God is with us even now. He can use any season for good. When leaves fall, there is hope that they will come back again. It's not the end for them. And when things end or change in our lives, there is always hope for something new. Even as the days get darker and the trees become bare and cold, there is hope for spring ahead. God will help you through this season as you lean into his love. You may even get to see how he uses it for good in your life. So let's talk about this a little bit more. Even in dark seasons, God is at work. Can you think of any times you've seen God bring something out of a dark or difficult time, either in your life or in someone else's life? We don't always see the good things God is doing through our dark seasons, but we can know that he is with us and he will never leave us. How could this be an encouragement in your life? During the darker or colder months of the year, it's normal to feel more sad, lonely, or anxious than usual. And God invites us to process these feelings with him and the people he has placed in our lives. If you find yourself experiencing an overwhelming amount of anxiety or depression, who is a trusted Christian adult you could talk to? As you and I can read in Ecclesiastes 3:1, for everything there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven. Now I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Ecclesiastes 3:1 through 8, Romans 8, verses 28 through 30, as well as verses 38 through 39, and 2 Corinthians 4, verses 4 through 10, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Do you have a friend who you know is struggling with this seasonal depression? Do they need to hear today's scriptures and today's message? Well, if so, I encourage you to share our Devo with them. You can do so by direct message or just share it on social media. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo called Created to be God's Children with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God's word in your life.